Hey guys, hope you're well. I have something a little bit interesting and different for you today. So some of you may know that Cryptid Addicted is evolving and growing, and we're putting some new efforts into a different type of medium. YouTube, visual, videos, looking at stuff. You can check out all of our brand new content on YouTube. We're Cryptid Addicted there too. Cryptid CRYPID Addicted, ADDICTED. Just like our name, just like on the podcast. But we've got some really cool stuff on there, and there's more coming. But what I wanted to do today is play you one of the most recent videos. Obviously, there are visuals. If you go to the YouTube, you can watch as well as listen. In fact, you can find all the links in the description. Super easy. But I wanted to just sort of let you listen and see if you like it. And there's more, there's different types, different topics. But here is this one. It's on what do yaoi's eat? So without further ado, I hope you enjoy and I'll catch you soon. Hello, I'm Megan and today we're asking, what do yaoi's eat? Yaoi's are actually omnivores, which means they eat both meat and fruit, veg, greens. But what exactly does that mean? What are they eating? It's not like they're just going to a local fast food joint and getting a burger. Well, it's actually quite interesting. So yaoi reports have happened all around Australia, and there's been even eyewitnesses who see them eating, which is fantastic. This means we know conclusively that they are eating these types of food. I mean, unless those people are lying, but I'm going to just trust them for now. Yaois have been seen ripping at bark to get at grubs. They have these amazing long nails. Note that I say nails, not claws as well. And they've been known to rip at trunks to get at the grubs below. Now, some people think that this is cockatoos, but the damage that is done is actually very severe. And I don't think a cockatoo can be doing that much damage. For example, a lady had this damage to her trees on her property. And so she contacted Taronga Zoo. That is the Sydney Zoo. The people there, the actual biologists said, we don't know what is causing this damage. I know, it's a yaoi. But what else are they eating? They are absolutely tucking into the Australian wildlife. Kangaroos, rabbits, because we got them now. I doubt they get a wombat, but definitely kangaroos and wallabies. They eat them all the time. There's even been reports of them chasing down dingoes and eating them, really quite brutally, to be honest. But these guys also have a cheeky scavenger side to them. They've been seen stealing crops off people's farms. They've also been spotted eating out of human trash cans. The worst part is, though, they've been spotted on the highway picking off roadkill. I mean, free lunch? On occasion, it has been known for them to steal some livestock as well. Sheep, lambs, goats, anything kind of small. Chickens, definitely not cows. That's a lot of effort. But really, they eat what they can get their hands on. It's really hard surviving in the Australian bush, and if there's a free meal there, they're not going to be too picky. That's it for today's video. What do yaois eat? Keep an eye out for them when you're out and about in the Australian bushland, because they might add tourists to the list. Anyway, like, subscribe, do all that jazz. I love hanging out with you guys, doing these videos, and I'm going to be doing more in future. So tell me how you feel about them, not just generally. And I will see you later.